Justin Fluke with you, joined by Zach Nelson as we talk Horton girls basketball. The Lady Chargers are 5-7 on the season. You had about 10 days off, Coach, after the tournament there in McClough, but got back at it last night and lost a tough one to Pleasant Ridge, 36-33. We were just chatting, and sounds like not only a tough loss, but one that was definitely decided kind of down the stretch and in that fourth quarter, huh?
Yeah, so we were up 10 in the fourth quarter at one point and just kind of relaxed a little too much. We had our... And then they made some good shots at the end, and I think part of it, we got tired, and I didn't do a very good job calling timeouts when I needed to and kind of regrouping the girls, but I was hoping they could play through it in times. But, I mean, that was the first time we were able to really get back into full, almost full strength. I mean, we're not 100% there, but we were pretty close. And we just kind of dropped the ball a little bit as far as that went, and we had a shot there at the end to tie it and just fell short.
Kind of challenging, I'm sure, as well, just because you had so long without a game there. You were off for a whole entire week, and now the schedule is going to be the opposite. You're scheduled to play Jackson Heights on Thursday night, the top team in the league, and then turn around and play Friday night on the road at Valley Falls. And, of course, next week got a game against JCN as well. So you go from not having a game in a week to having a lot of games here and limited practice time, especially without school today. So what's kind of the thoughts or how you'll handle the situation here with flipping the table and having all these games now on the schedule here back-to-back?
I mean, we were able to practice, get quite a few practices in. I mean, we would absolutely love to be able to have practice today, kind of help us out that way. But, I mean, it is what it is, and we'll be ready to go as far as game-wise. And, I mean, the girls are ready. They always like to go and compete and play, and we just need to be ready to give our four quarters and, you know, just settle for three or two. So.
Yeah, you had a couple players back that had some varsity experience. Obviously, Malia Soto, one of the leaders and one of the top players in the league. But you've, you know, played some younger girls this season as well. How do you feel like some of the newcomers to varsity, at least starting roles, and some of the younger players have developed to this point in this season?
I mean, I would say talent-wise, they've had it all season for sure. Those girls just getting that confidence as far as, you know, that – knowing that, yeah, we can do it type of thing. You can kind of see it in their eyes now that they're a little more relaxed. I mean, at times, I mean, they're still young and we'll make some mistakes here and there, but they are very capable of doing, you know, what we ask of them, and they're stepping up and finally getting that confidence of, yeah, we can compete with these, you know, the little older girls, or, you know, and it's good to see for sure. So.
Well, best of luck. You'll have three games here before we chat again. A busy schedule. Good luck in those games, Coach, and thanks for your time.
Appreciate it, Justin. Have a good one.
Coach Zach Nelson of the Horton Girls will talk Charger Boys basketball after this break.